Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Join us this Saturday night for Friendo Fest 24, our very first 24-hour live stream at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. We'll be doing live watch-alongs, playing video games with friendos, and having some special guests plan to drop by. Go follow and hang out, yeah? Hey, Friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, WWE may have considered breaking up a popular faction, and AEW trounces NXT once again. But first, is there one and only WWE superstar leaving the company? Larson, what's in the news?
So this past Monday, WrestleVotes reported that, quote, a certain WWE talent had decided not to re-sign with the company once their current deal expires. However, WrestleVotes did not actually name this wrestler, which naturally led to a bunch of speculation out there on wrestling Twitter, on internet, about who this wrestler might be. So early this morning, Twitter user suggested one and only name, Ricochet. This is how do you pronounce that?
So I think it's just Rovert. So yeah. Like Rovert is like a Twitter user who's been around for like a long time and seemingly has some people that he may or may not know within NXT.
Anyways, Rovert tweeted this.
Take that for what you will.
Rovert tweeted this early this morning. Quote, the leading person speculated that isn't re-signing with WWE seems to be Ricochet. He signed on the dotted line very early January 2018. The standard deal is 3 years. And a couple hours later, Rovert followed up. Quote, I've received a number of messages saying that the WrestleVotes report is indeed about Ricochet, early days and isn't able to be formally reported, but yeah, absolutely no one's surprised. Well, this was all news to Ricochet, the one and only, who responded to these rumors by calling a team meeting, and apparently we have footage. Let's throw the footage, Steve.
Okay.
I'm not fucking leaving!
Actually, he just simply tweeted out a GIF of that particular scene there in Wolf of Wall Street, one of our favorite gifts, Larson.
Oh, yeah.
And then clarified in a subsequent tweet, but seriously, where the hell did these rumors start? I've never said once that I am leaving to anyone. So for these dirt sheets out there, maybe fact check before you blast some trash on your website for some clicks. So evidently the one and only is sticking around. I think he actually had a little bit more clarification to say on the matter in terms of his, because somebody I noticed had mentioned, you're not treated right. You deserve to be treated better. Okay, yeah, here it is. So one of his fans, I think, Daniel, the YOLO artist, said, wonderful news, buddy. Thank you for clearing everything up. Looking forward to seeing plenty more of you on TV soon. But as I said earlier, you honestly deserve more chances, opportunities, title shots beyond talented. Hope you're doing well, bud. And Ricochet responded by saying, that's the thing. In this industry, nothing is ever deserved. It's all earned. It's about putting in the work to succeed. I've just got to put in more work is all. And that's okay. This is where I thrive. So he seems to have a pretty good attitude about things.
Rovert had a follow-up tweet about 3 minutes ago. Says if Ricochet wants to do data entry into his 40s for $750,000, let him. Or $750,000, let him. Mm-hmm. So I assume that's money. So
that's, yeah. Is that what they do when they're not wrestling?
And I don't know.
Do data entry?
I don't know.
Interesting. Anyways, that's, I mean, that kind of stuff. I don't know. WrestleVotes really shouldn't be. WrestleVotes is actually pretty good about getting stuff right, seemingly. But like, hey, somebody's not happy there. We know that they're not going to sign. That's just. Okay, great. Anyway,
I mean, the one thing it'll do is you know, get the rumor mill going, mm-hmm. and stuff like this will get out there and it'll be picked up and it'll get some momentum behind it. And then Ricochet has to take time out of his day to be like, what the heck? I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if people are to speculate about people who may, granted, we have no idea, may be unhappy in the company. You look at the people who are being underutilized, and Ricochet's on that list.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in terms of people speculating, I understand why people would think maybe Ricochet. But, yeah, to kind of get this all going, I don't know. It's just...
It's kind of silly. It's like a bunch of non-whatever. Speaking of people who... will probably be sticking around WWE because they're treated pretty damn good. The New Day, during their tenure in the WWE, the New Day, of course, has been adamant that they did not want to fall into the typical wrestling trope of a stable or faction splitting up and feuding before pursuing singles runs. Today, WrestleVotes, speaking of WrestleVotes, reported on an idea. This is a very specific WrestleVotes tweet now that was apparently pitched within WWE that would have seen the faction split among two brands but not actually broken up. This is the tweet. Interesting idea that was discussed but turned down. Kofi Kingston would return to Raw while Big E stays on SmackDown. Both remain part of New Day, including gear and music, just on separate brands. And another twist, Xavier Woods would serve as a manager type appearing on both shows. So he would be the glue that sort of holds it together. Is this something that you ever would have been interested in seeing, Larson?
I don't know if I would have been interested in it. I would have preferred that over the standard wrestling trope that was faction that they've decided they can't come up with any more interesting stories to tell with them. Break them up. They feud before going on their individual career paths. We've seen that countless times. The New Day, especially, they kind of do things their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all three of them are very true to who they are as individuals, and that resonates with people. That's one of the reasons they're so popular.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they had told the standard wrestling story with the three of them, it wouldn't have felt right.
Nope.
You know, so I'm happy stuff, they haven't. Sorry, go ahead.
That's just it comes off as so manufactured.
Yes.
When they go that route, and with the New Day, it just wouldn't. They've been together for this long. They obviously have a strong, strong relationship, a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To have them, you know, one guy accidentally is the cause for another guy losing a match and they break up the faction. You know, the stories are never really that good with that kind of stuff, or all of a sudden one guy craves gold. I like how they're doing this. Hey, one guy wants to go after a goal of his WWE title, and the other two support the guy. That seems actually more realistic too. Like, people, you know. So yeah, I don't know. Here's the thing. If WWE's TV was structured in a different way, I could see this idea working. If Big E was like, hey, I'm on this path, Kofi, maybe he gets drafted to Raw, we're not gonna let that break us up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Xavier Woods as plan as sort of the glue that sort of binds them together. He's on both shows with both guys. If they had promos or some other storytelling device on TV where we would still get to enjoy the chemistry between all three guys, then I could see that as something that could be entertaining. But if it's just, I never get to see Big E and Kofi or all three of these guys together, and the way WWE does things, it doesn't, this is kind of related. Aleister Black over the last couple days has a really awesome Instagram video, mm-hmm. that he put together. Reminded me, in terms of the quality, of the kind of stuff Mustafa Ali would put together, and it seems like Aleister Black just went off, did that this on his own, a little bit of explanation in terms of why his character is now kind of a bad guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really strong stuff. Sadly, I don't think it'll ever see the light of day on TV.
I know.
The New Day seem, similarly, yeah, they could take to their social media and maintain, you know, the three-man chemistry, but yeah. I want to see that stuff on TV for it really to be made real, you know?
Yes.
So I think there is a way that could work. I don't have faith that WWE would be able to execute it in a way that would be fulfilling.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right, man. The Wednesday Night War is back. Both shows had an opportunity to get out there and say, hey, without competition, this is why you should be watching us. So obviously, both shows came back in competition, head-to-head. Who's the winner, Larson?
AEW, man. AEW. Oh, no. Both NXT and AEW viewership numbers down from last week, guess to be expected. However, AEW notched another head-to-head ratings victory. This is what the numbers look like. So AEW garnered 886,000 viewers, 0.34 in the all-important, really the only number that matters, 18 to 49 demo. Last week, yeah, they're a little bit over a million. Demo number held pretty strong, though. Last week's 0.37, 0.34 this week. Good. NXT, last week, 838,000. This week, 689. The 18 to 49 demo, 0.22 last week, 0.18, 0.18 this week. So both down about 150,000 viewers.
Ooh, AEW bleeding viewers. Okay, so last night was the 16th. Was it 2 weeks ago? No, it was 3 weeks ago that they went head-to-head last, right?
Last time, yeah.
Oh, crap. What was that? August?
Last week of August. I don't know. I have a calendar here I can pull up, I'm sure.
Eight.
It would have been the... Come on, thing. Work. 26th.
I'm kind of curious what the ratings were for the last time. Here we go. August 26th. NXT ratings. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay, cool. Here we go. That's weird. NXT, it said 824,000.
Oh, so it wasn't the 26th. It wasn't the 26th. It was week prior.
According to this, the last week they went head-to-head was the 12th of August?
Wow.
Does that sound right?
I guess it sounds right. I didn't know the NBA playoffs been going on that long.
Okay, so last time they went head-to-head, it was AEW 792 to NXT's 619. The week prior to that, it was AEW 901, NXT's 753, which is about 150, and now it's at about a 200,000 difference, yeah. Which is what it was approaching that next week. Anyway you cut it, it looks like AEW picked up a little bit of steam from the lack of competition. And NXT, I mean, prior to that, their head-to-heads were averaging around, 650 or so. So this isn't that far off.
Yeah, this is all pretty typical of what the numbers were prior to, you know, the month or so when they weren't head-to-head.
During the summertime, NXT went on a really nice roll. They were in the high 700s for a spell.
The episode of NXT TV where Keith Lee won the title, that did really well.
Yeah. You can't pop them every week. So, Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I mean, it's just interesting to find out, you know.
I'm curious what the value proposition is to Vince and WWE, whether it's more important for NXT to kind of chip away at AEW's numbers as opposed to doing well on its own on its own night.
Seemingly, they can only slow it. I mean, that's what they can... I mean, that seems to be the case because, you know... What do we have here before? What was it? It was 889?
Yeah. Oh, wait. What was 889?
AEW.
886.
I mean, if you take the last, if you take head-to-head, that's a pretty damn good number. Mm-hmm. I mean, on August 5th, they broke 900.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, that's the best number they've done head-to-head for a while now. They weren't head-to-head, you could speculate maybe they would have grabbed the 150,000 or so that sort of, you know, are the same, and they would have cleared a million again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my math is right on that.
Yeah, 115%.
So I mean, if the idea is, well, let's keep them from getting a million. I mean, in the long run, they're gonna get there.
Probably.
Even if you have NXT against them. I don't know. It seems like the best thing to do is to put NXT its own night.
Just let NXT succeed on its own and not really concern yourself too much with what AEW is doing.
If you're USA, you look at this number, why wouldn't you say, okay, move it to Tuesday? We're paying you guys. Move it to Tuesday.
I know.
Anyways, that's it for News Brief. We'll be back tomorrow with another News Brief. And, of course, this coming Saturday, Friendo Fest 24, the 24-hour stream with just both of us. So, yeah, that should be a lot of fun. Thanks for watching, everybody. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye. Also, more Miro.
Yeah, he's going to speak more. Yeah. He's going to say more things.
I'm sure Kip and Penelope Ford will be there, too.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, I like Miro. He's great.
Me, too. Miro is great.
Have you seen that new shirt of his? The Best Man shirt?
Yeah, it looks
good. It's like a Marvel shirt. That's rad.
Good.
That's great.
It's good.
Anyways, thanks for watching, everybody. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Enjoy tons of bonus videos, including patron-only live shows, gameplay, and vintage 10 for the wins, access to podcast question threads, the Friendo Care Package, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.